Fresno Mayor Ashley Swearingen announced today that she has filed papers to run for the office of state controller. Swearingen told Valley Public Radio she expects to make a final decision on her run by Friday. The two-term Fresno mayor would be the only prominent Republican in the field. Two Democrats are also vying for the seat, current Speaker of the Assembly John Perez and Board of Equalization member Betty Yee. Current State Controller John Chung is termed out of office this year. Swearingen's term as mayor runs through 2016. She says recent progress in areas like city finances and the vote to reopen the Fulton Mall made the decision to run for higher office before her term is up easier.
If I didn't feel like things were starting to be on a solid footing, I wouldn't have considered this position at this time. The reality is I'm in a term-limited office, and I'd love to continue doing work on behalf of Fresno area businesses for a time well beyond my time as mayor. And I think that the job of state controller gives me the opportunity to do that.
She says her time at City Hall during the recession has helped prepare her for a job like state controller.
We have packed a lot into the last 5 years. I think I've done 10 budgets in a time period that I normally would do 5 budgets only. So I happen to serve at a very challenging time. I've learned a lot. I know that even when there are disagreements, there are well-meaning people on both sides, and you just have to do your best to take a stand, do what you know is right, and try to work with people who see things differently and find a reasonable path forward.
While it's not the highest profile elected office in Sacramento, the state controller essentially acts as the state's chief financial officer. Swearingen says her economic development background makes her well suited for the position.
I don't think people realize just how influential the state controller is on the business competitiveness in California. It is an often overlooked role, and we've seen firsthand here in Fresno that depending on how tax regulations and legislation are interpreted, we can either have a very business-friendly climate or we can be turning a cold shoulder to the private sector.
Fresno State political science professor Jeff Cummins says that Swearingen could do well in the June primary.
I see it as a pretty strategic choice in which statewide race that she and her consultants chose, because I could see a potential outcome in the primary where she garners the plurality, the most number of votes, because on the Democratic side, they could duke it out and split the Democratic vote.
He says that as a moderate Republican, she stands a better chance of winning statewide office than more conservative members of her party. But even if her bid for state controller is unsuccessful this time, it could boost her awareness for future races.
She realizes it's an uphill battle to win a statewide office for a Republican, and I would say it's only going to benefit her in terms of getting her name out there. We've seen this with tons of candidates where they might lose their first race, but it doesn't hurt their future chances of running for other sorts of offices.
Swearingen's decision caught many in Fresno by surprise, including Councilmember Lee Brand.
Well, I was definitely surprised. You know, not that she would someday run for, you know, a statewide office, but I would assume probably 2016. But, you know, she did call me and explain what she was doing. It all made sense to me.
If Swearingen loses the controller's race, she would remain Fresno's mayor through the end of 2016. But if she wins, the city charter would require a special election to choose a new mayor early next year. Brand says regardless of the timing of the election to select Fresno's next mayor, he's ready to throw his hat into the ring.
For me, it's always been the plan to run for mayor in 2016, so if it accelerates 1 year, I'm prepared to go, whether it's 15 or 16.
Brand, who is also a Republican, says he wishes Swearingen well, but realizes the odds may be long for a member of the GOP running for office in a state dominated by the Democratic Party.
I think she'd be, you know, a great candidate, although, you know, any Republican going for a statewide seat is going to be a pretty tough deal to pull off.
Swearingen was elected to her first term as mayor in 2008. It was her first run for elected office. Previously, she ran economic development programs at Fresno State. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Joe Moore.